This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine has decided to fight on in the ruined city of Bakhmut because the battle there is pinning down Russia's best units and degrading them ahead of a planned Ukrainian spring counteroffensive, an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky said. The comments were the latest signal of a shift by Kyiv this week to continue the defense of the small eastern city, site of the war's bloodiest battle, as Moscow tries to secure its first victory in more than half a year. Ukrainians who fled the war to find refuge in the U.S. are now facing the end of their permission to stay, AP correspondent Karen Chavez reports.
About 20,000 Ukrainians are coming to the end of their humanitarian parole. The majority of them arrived in the United States through Mexico. There, it was easier and faster to get a visa to enter the country in the first months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has said it is working on a fix, but so far has issued no official guidance on what Ukrainians should do. I'm Karen Chavez.
Xi Jinping has been awarded a third five-year term as China's president, adding to signs he might stay in power for life at a time of severe economic challenges and rising tensions with the U.S. and others. Xi's unanimous endorsement Friday by the ceremonial National People's Congress was a foregone conclusion. During his two terms in office, Xi has sidelined potential challengers and filled the top ranks of the Communist Party with loyalists. Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions. The two countries released a joint communique on Friday about the deal that was negotiated with China. This is VOA News. Authorities say a gunman stormed a service at his former Jehovah's Witnesses congregation in Hamburg, killing six people before taking his own life after police arrived. German police gave no motive for Thursday night's attack, but they acknowledged recently receiving an anonymous tip that claimed the man believed to be the shooter showed anger towards Jehovah's Witnesses and might be psychologically unfit to own a gun. Eight people were wounded, including a woman who was 28 weeks pregnant and lost the baby. Chancellor Olaf Scholz said the death toll could rise. 12 years after the triple reactor meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear power plant, Japan is preparing to release a massive amount of treated radioactive wastewater into the sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Japanese officials say the release is unavoidable and should start soon. Dealing with the wastewater is less of a challenge than the daunting task of decommissioning the plant. That process has barely progressed, and the removal of melted nuclear fuel hasn't even started. The Associated Press recently visited the plant, and during their visit, journalists saw 30 giant tanks for sampling and analyzing the water for safety checks. A concrete facility for diluting the water after it's treated and tested is in the final stages of construction. From there, the water will be released via an undersea tunnel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. economy added a robust 311,000 jobs last month, a clear sign the jobs market remains healthy, adding pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep aggressively boosting interest rates, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After December's bombshell report of 500,000 jobs added, the market kept churning. The unemployment rate rose to 3.6% from a five-decade low 3.4% as more Americans started looking for work without all finding it. The jobs gain is about three times higher than the Fed would like to see as it fights stubbornly high inflation. It's the first of several reports in coming days, Chair Jerome Powell told Congress this week. The central bank will analyze before deciding on the next interest rate boost. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted unanimously to declassify U.S. intelligence information about the origins of COVID-19. The 419-0 vote Friday was a sweeping show of bipartisan support near the third anniversary of the start of the deadly pandemic. It was the final approval of the bill, sending it to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law. I'm Joe Ramsey.